a title match on tonight's Raw. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, April 25th, 2022. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us. That's Indie with a Y.
WWE.
The Raw Women's Championship is set to be defended tonight. Bianca Belair will be challenged by Sonya Deville. Also being promoted for tonight's Raw, the return of Becky Lynch for the first time since WrestleMania, and a celebration of Randy Orton's 20th anniversary in WWE. Happy Corbin versus Madcap Moss has been added to the card for WrestleMania Backlash.
AEW.
Tonight's Dark Elevation has New Japan's Minoru Suzuki versus QT Marshall. DDT Pro's Konosuke Takeshita makes his re-debut in AEW. He'll face Brandon Cutler. Plus, Penta Oscuro versus Max Caster. Chris Statlander versus Julia Hart. And Anna Jay, Ruby Soho, and Sky Blue versus The Bunny, Emi Sakura, and Nyla Rose. Adam Cole qualified for the Owen Hart Foundation tournament. He beat Tomohiro Ishii on Friday's Rampage. Cole got an assist late in the match from Jay White. Jade Cargill is still TBS champion and 30-0 in her career after a win over Marina Shafir.
Impact Wrestling.
Josh Alexander is once again Impact World Champion. He took the title from Moose in the main event of Saturday night's Rebellion pay-per-view. Ace Austin is the new X Division champion. He dethroned Trey Miguel in a three-way that also included Speedball Mike Bailey. Taya Valkyrie beat Deonna Purrazzo to win AAA's Reina de Reinas championship. Tasha Steelz is still Knockouts champion. She beat Rosemary. Violent by Design survived an 8-team elimination match to hold on to the Impact tag titles. Tomohiro Ishii beat Jonah. And Steve Macklin won a three-way over Jay White and Chris Sabin, who took the pin. The Influence beat The Inspiration to retain the Knockouts tag titles on the Countdown to Rebellion pre-show. Also, Eddie Edwards beat Chris Bay. Edwards was supposed to face Ring of Honor World Champion Jonathan Gresham, but Gresham was not medically cleared. Impact will hold its Slammiversary pay-per-view in Nashville, Tennessee on June 19th. Athena, the former Ember Moon, won Warrior Wrestling's vacant Women's Championship over the weekend.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan has a big show Monday in Hiroshima. The main event will see Taichi defending the KOPW 2022 trophy against Shingo Takagi. Following a fan vote, this title contest will be a 30-count rules match. According to the New Japan website, that means, quote, a cumulative count will apply to both wrestlers in the match, and whoever can pin the other for a combined total of 30 will walk away with the trophy, end quote. Also on the show, Bullet Club's House of Torture, Evil, Sho, and Yujiro Takahashi defend the Never Six-Man Tag titles against Hiroshi Tanahashi and the Gorillas of Destiny. On Saturday's New Japan Strong, Buddy Matthews beat Yuya Uemura, Swerve beat Blake Christian, and Big Damo made his New Japan debut with a win over John Skyler. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, April 25th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. You can also support us by checking out our Patreon page. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.